Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we are in what you would call a horrible period of Philadelphia sports. Horrible. Al, it's a daily injection of depressive medicine. Oh. It is like, what do they call the opposite of an amphetamine?
A barbiturate.
Al, this has been a sports barbiturate. Every day I wake up and say, all right, what's going to go wrong today?
Obituent.
And there's always plenty of stuff. But I learned something yesterday. I got about 285 emails. Oh. I think it was a record. And I'd say of the 285, 280 were bitter. Either about, well, about 250 were Eagles. Another 30 were Phillies. And then the other five were pretty much incoherent comments that I couldn't figure out.
So you got mine, right? Then.
Yeah, you did get yours. And Al, there is a central thread to our unhappiness right now. And the thread is that our general managers stink. I mean, stink like a landfill. Just awful. Mm-hmm. And I want to start with that today because one of them. I'm going to start with praise. How's that, Al?
Cool.
I praise Matt Klentak, the general manager of the Phillies, for making himself accessible at a time when he knew it would not be great. Mm-hmm. He knew it wouldn't be great, Al.
Yeah.
But maybe he's delusional. I have no idea why he did this, but he did it. And said stuff today that were immediate grounds for dismissal. In other words, if you were John Middleton and you were listening to the Zoom conference that the general manager of the Phillies gave you yesterday, you realize that he has no idea what he's doing.
And why do you not think he's taking his marching orders from Middleton?
Nah, I don't care. Okay. Doesn't matter. He's the fall guy either way.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I want to say that at the end of this segment, I've got a big finish. A big, big finish. Meanwhile, and I miss this, and I give full credit to the brilliant columnist in this town, Marcus Hayes, who pointed out a thing that Howie Roseman did. By the way, he's doing a putrid job right now, too. Since they had the parade, Al, apparently his brain's checked out. His brains are still somewhere on the steps of the art museum, and they're going, do we have another season since then? Because his decisions, he made a decision that blew up in his face on Sunday. And I missed it. And so did you. And so did Rhea. Mm-hmm. And so did everybody but Marcus Hayes. Because he was watching what would happen with $13 million worth of defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you exactly what happened with Javon Hargrave. Nothing. Nothing. Money for nothing and chicks for free. It's a big song, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Who did that? I don't remember. But anyway.
Dire Straits?
That's right. Dire Straits did it. And that's what we're in right now. Dire Straits. So let me start with Klentak. Al, I'm going to warn everybody now. If your intelligence is easily insulted, turn the radio down for the next couple of minutes because that's what it's going to be required. A couple of years ago, the Marlins, for reasons that still appear bizarre, wanted to trade the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah.
JT Realmuto.
Yeah.
And they offered him up, and who came diving into the trap but Matt Klentak.
Yeah.
Now, the Marlins understood that they would not have the money to re-sign JT Realmuto in 2 years.
Yeah.
So they wanted to cash in their chips, see what they could get. And Klentak gave their best catching prospect, Jorge Alfaro, and more importantly, the best arm in their system in the past generation, Sixto Sanchez, and he gave it to him. Now, when he did that, knowing there were 2 years remaining and JT Realmuto's contract, do you think it was an assumption that that would be it, that JT would leave here?
No.
Isn't that why the Marlins were trading him?
Yes, and you were in a big market. Here.
And we're in a big market with an owner who was in that moment giving $300 million to Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
$325 million for Bryce Harper? And we're going to assume that JT's leaving? Guess what, Al? Revised history. We never thought we'd have him for more than 2 years.
Huh?
Listen.
I mean, look, I think what I've said all along is, you know, we would love to have JT here. But when you make that trade, you know, you're trading for 2 years of control, and you know that. So, you know, Sixto looked really good against us. He's looked good this year. But, you know, we've had two very productive years of JT as well.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. I mean, technically, yeah, you're trading for 2 years, but you control the player. That's the word there is control. You should have control of this.
Do you understand how, in a sense, that's a concession speech? He's already saying, well, the Mets have a guy with $14 billion. He's going to get more money than we can afford. Isn't he saying that, Rhea? Are you reading that any day? It's a concession speech.
It's that and two very productive years. Did I miss, like, a lot of wins here?
No, the point. They were 500 last year, and they're 500 right now.
What are they going to be without him?
They purchased Harper and traded for this guy so they can remain mediocre?
Yeah.
That was the goal?
Apparently.
No, this is out. The bullpen. Is the bullpen historically horrendous?
Yes.
Is this one of the worst? The second worst bullpen in Major League Baseball history. Who created the bullpen?
Klentak.
He's been here 5 years.
Yeah.
Guess what? He almost, Al, he came within inches of praising himself.
No.
Yes. Listen.
You know, it became pretty clear that that was the area that needed to improve for us to get where we wanted to go. We made a series of adjustments, both in terms of trades and promotions, to do that. And, you know, it's still been uneven in September. But I think, you know, in the last few days, things have taken a turn for the better. You know, I think in that Velasquez game the other day, we 9-up, 9-down to close that one out. I already mentioned a couple of the younger names, JoJo and Brogdon.
Stop it. Stop. Joe, no.
Uneven.
TKO, Joe. I'm calling it TKO. Stop it. Stop it.
Uneven.
Uneven. Second worst in history. Uneven. Al, say something.
Uneven is like it's a canyon.
Uneven!
Canyon.
Game after game, and all he's got is Velasquez through three innings.
Yeah,
shut up.
Shut
up! No, Joe, this is worse than waterboarding.
We wanted to go.
Uneven.
Rhea, get out a gun. Shoot me.
I don't carry it with me.
I can't take this guy. Oh, I can't take him. All right, next up. He was asked about his job security. Because, well, like I said, I got a big finish here. Right?
No.
He's asked about his job security, Al. And here's what he said.
Right now, our focus is on the next 7 games. And if we take care of business in the next 7 games, I think then we can start looking forward to what will hopefully be an exciting October. you know, we can talk about, you know, after the season is over, we can look back and kind of go through the postmortem.
All right.
Postmortem's already happening.
You're the mortem. All right, that's just ridiculous. I'll tell you how I interpret that. I got one shot left here.
Yeah.
We sneak in the playoffs
in and
go on a run.
Yeah.
What he was saying.
Yeah, starting pitching.
Right. Now, the next thing I'm about to do here is very unusual. I am hoping to save someone's life. If anyone out there in the past minute or two has taken poison in and needs to throw up.
Oh, God.
You're about to hear the most insulting thing you could say for a team that has a salary at the actual luxury tax and is 27 and 27. Listen.
I am really proud of this team, the way that they have overcome not only the COVID issues early in the year, but more recently, the way that guys have stepped up to overcome some of the injuries that we've had and put themselves in a position this week to control their own destiny.
Oh,
that's Kapler.
Well, I know. That's what I was hearing.
I'm telling you right now.
Are you going to choke up?
I have nausea. I have no, Al, I am not making this up.
Really proud.
Right now, I'm about to barf up my bagel, all right? That's how, that is, all right, here's what I want you to ponder. What if Middleton brings him back?
Oh, no.
All right, now we got a big moment on this show at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Because, Al, Kevin Cooney is one of our top correspondents with the Phillies. He's covered him for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he has assured us week after week after week that there's no way they would get rid of Klentak during the pandemic. Well, he wrote a column over the weekend in Philly Voice where he said they have to get rid of Klentak. This is before this garbage yesterday.
Yeah.
This is before. But I promised you a big finish. It's coming in a minute. I just want to incorporate what's going on with the Eagles because it's almost as bad. Howie Roseman has one thing that Klentak doesn't. He has a championship.
Yes.
And that means a ton.
Sure does.
But Howie Roseman, from that championship to now, Al, has struck out more than the Phillies.
Yeah.
He has swung and missed at everything. And the biggest miss yet was on the field Sunday, and no one even noticed it. Javon Hargrave, defensive tackle. Al, he's there with Fletcher Cox and Malik Jackson. That is supposed to be an elite middle of the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And they were virtually invisible. Cox made a couple of plays.
Yeah.
But they were virtually invisible. The biggest thing that happened was Malik Jackson got mad on the sideline. And he wouldn't talk to the coaches. He went the other side. He was mad. All right? But here's what's unbelievable. I want you to picture this. You got a pen in your hand. All right? And you're writing a check. Malik Jackson check. $11.75 million signing bonus. All right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a signing bonus. He gets $13 million a year for the next 2 years. The whole contract, $26 million of it, is guaranteed. And that man went on the field in a really important game for your team. Took 25 snaps in the game. And tied every one of us for tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Al, talk about money for nothing. You sign a check for $11.75 million, hand it to the guy, and he can't make one play.
And a play on the sidelines.
Nothing. Al, how does that happen? How can you miss that badly that the guy's no impact when you've guaranteed him $26 million?
Well, you go to your defensive coordinator and you say, you know, who's valuable.
Well,
who's not.
That defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, will be talking today.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. Well, you probably, he'll disappoint you. He always does. Big finish time.
Yeah.
Back to Klentak. David Sampson now. Was the former president of the Miami Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
He now does a CBS Sports podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And David Sampson has lots of inside sources because he was part of the hierarchy of the league. He knows people who know people. He knows owners. He knows general managers. He knows presidents of other teams. And he, on this podcast, said an amazing thing about the Phillies and about Matt Klentak. Listen.
Philadelphia has a problem. I think you're going to see a lot of changes. John Middleton, the owner there, is angry. I think you'll see the GM get fired at the end of the season, a guy named Matt Klentak. They just have not gotten it done, and they can't fire Girardi after 1 year. Who would ever fire a manager after 1 year? So they're going to keep Girardi, but I think the GM's done. Philly is struggling.
Sampson fired a GM after 1 year,
yes,
didn't he?
Did.
Girardi, right?
Girardi.
He did it. He did it. His owner forced him to do it.
No, but, I know.
Right, but the bottom line of it is that he said that there's no way Klentak stays. No,
Middleton's angry, is he?
Well, here's the thing.
He brought him back.
All right, Middleton decided they needed another year of him, and I'm going to assume McPhail goes with him, yeah. Right? But my God in heaven. You can't do a Zoom conference and make the comments Klentak made.
No, once he made that Rayo Mutu contract statement, it's over.
It's fired.
This is the second
time. You said I did it for 2 years of JT.
He's already said the one thing that he would have brought the other manager back,
yep.
Yeah. Kapler. And now to go public and say we only thought we'd have him, we'd control.
Years.
I mean, that's just. It's beyond absurd.
No, it's
just beyond anything you can imagine. You're going to trade your top prospect for somebody that you don't think you're going to sign? And Harper, what?
All right. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to have some fun. Because, yeah, it's been a rough time to be a sports fan in this town. Matt Klentak is one of the worst people in a job in Philadelphia sports I've ever encountered. He is horrendous. I've been right about him for 5 years now. Al, you were not right for the first four. You are now on board, but it took forever.
Well, he doesn't even know what to say.
No, yeah. He can't even speak intelligently. Here's what you do today. I want you to name for me somebody in any line of work you want who's doing a worse job than Matt Klentak is.
I am really proud of this team.
As general manager of the Phillies. Any line of work, Eddie and Al, you're the judge.
Oh, cool.
All right, so just name me somebody who's bad at their job. I mean, really bad. And you could win. You know what I got tonight? I had a $50 gift card to Acme.
Nice.
I had a $50 gift card to Primo Hoagies. Mm. Those are just two of the gifts on our list. I got great stuff, and I got an open board, and I need some anger directed at the people most responsible for what we're experiencing right now at Philadelphia Sports, the general managers.
Hmm.
And I'm going to get to Elton Brand in a little while, Al, because he is about to make a huge mistake, too. 215.
Is there anybody left? 215-592-9494.
Yes, Chuck Fletcher's left, and he's in good shape today. 215-592-9494. Jump on now before the rush. WIP Sports Time 617.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.